All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Pale Carnations. Let's get started. The next day, I took the subway to the address that Dr. Chuck provided me, a brick tower starkly at odds with its surrounding neighbors. I was told to ride the elevator to the 10th floor, walk up two more floors, and give the bouncer the password. This whole thing feels stupidly clandestine. Yo, Dr. Turner! Huh? Ian! What are you doing here? I work here, but today... Well, I didn't want you to go into this thing alone. I thought he worked as a photographer. And just why shouldn't I go into this thing alone? Don't worry, figure a speech. This place is fucking awesome. I just know how you hate surprises. Oh, wow. Plus, it'll be handy to have someone around to help remove that stick from your ass. Come on, let's head on up. I'll fill you in on the way. So how much did the old bastard tell you exactly? Dr. Chuck? Next to nothing. He said this place is a lounge? That's one way to paint the picture, I suppose, but if you wanted to cut through the bullshit, well, there's no way around this one. This place is a brothel? Sex club? You know, it's actually hard to categorize when you start splitting hairs. A brothel? Fuck off with your stupid jokes. You don't believe me? No, of course not. You're busting my balls. Fine, if you don't want to believe me, just don't say I didn't give you a heads up.
They're about to bust.
Ding! After ascending the next two floors on foot, we emerge into a room very unlike the sterile office-like environment that preceded it. Jacob! This is my friend Grimm. He's who you're expecting. Grimm, this is Jacob. He's one of two bouncers here. You'll come to note he's the handsome and likable one. You have a friend outside the club that doesn't have a set of long legs and a pair of breasts? We go way back. All the way back to elementary school. Is that so? It's good to meet you, Grimm. Likewise, Jacob. It's good to meet you, too.
Oh, yeah, by the way, my mom said thanks for the job offer.
Is it cool to head on in? Be my guest. Boss is behind the bar. Come on, let's go. Look at what the cat dragged in. That's my line, kid. Who's your handsome friend, Ian? He's the guy my uncle mentioned. Let me introduce you two to... Let Ian finish, or interrupt Ian and introduce yourself.
Introduce yourself, maybe?
Grimm Turner, thank you for seeing me. Nice to meet you, Grimm. I'm August Burns, manager and part proprietor of the Carnation Club. This vision of loveliness is Kathleen Pullman. She also owns a stake in the club, as well as managing our entertainment and headhunting needs. My, you're certainly easy on the eyes. It's nice to get a fresh young face around here. I ain't excluded. All a girl can get in this place for an eye candy are old men. Flirt with her. If a beautiful woman like yourself is hitting on me, it really must be that bad. I like you. You want to know what the first thing Ian said to me was? He said, "You got a great ass for an old lady." Can you believe that? Yeah, unfortunately I can. Come on, are you ever going to let that go? I said I was sorry. You know, in my defense... you know what? Never mind. I'll stop before I put my foot in my mouth.
That looked like he's never seen a day of sunlight in his life.
After a few minutes of friendly chatter, I arrived at the perfect opportunity to finally broach the question that's been burning in my mind. After all, even if I didn't believe what Ian told me in the elevator, there was still a nasty seed planted in the back of my mind that he could actually be serious for once. Dr. Chuck had been suspiciously sparse with the details on this place. You've got a nice place here. It seems pretty upscale. So, do you cater to businessmen, or... Chuck had you walk in here for a meeting without even filling you in on the place, did you? Without even filling you in on the place, didn't he? Yep, That's definitely his idea of a joke. Still, Killian didn't blow the lid off this place. That I can't believe with his 100 mile per hour mouth. Well, he had some peculiar things to say, but he makes bad jokes all the time. What did Ian tell you? He said the place was a brothel. As I watched the man behind the bar pause for a moment to carefully consider his reply, my mind turned over on itself and began to entertain the outrageous possibility that Ian wasn't bullshitting me. You know, I prefer the term gentleman's lounge myself. Brothel has crass connotations, while the gentleman's club is much more than a simple cat house. Huh? Everyone is in on the joke, right? That has to be it. An awkward silence fell over the room as I waited for the punchline that wasn't coming. As the silence grew thicker, I recalled my mother's vague mistrust of Dr. Chuck last night, and suddenly it seemed more and more valid. You can't be. Serious as a heart attack. Charles really should have mentioned it to the boy, don't you think? It was necessary to get him in the door. My brain immediately entered into a tug of war between being angry and finding the whole situation absurdly amazing. So that means Dr. Chuck, the mentor I've known for years, is some kind of pimp? It's so outrageous that it bordered on hilarious. I can see on your face that you're already halfway out the door. Let me ask you this. Is it the legality of our business that's giving you cold feet? There's no getting around it. The Moorhead Hills Police Department doesn't look too kindly on the trade. Luckily, we count the chief of police as one of our most senior members. I like that laugh, thank you. All I could really do is stare at the old man, dumbfounded, as he laughed at some imagined joke. Let me put your fears to rest, kid. You don't have to worry. Working here won't ever bring you any heat. We're well connected for one, and otherwise well insulated from the outside world. This isn't a back alley massage parlor or a tweaker tricking out his girlfriend in a motel room. We've been up and running for nearly 4 years without a hint of the pig sniffing around the place. I work hard to keep it that way. Good for you, I guess? My brain was too busy looking for a way to eject myself from the situation and the process and tactfully respond to the bullshit the old man behind the counter was spewing. In what world is that a convincing argument? Ugh. No, he definitely should have told him. I think you've overwhelmed the poor boy. Come on, lighten up. I've been working here for a while now, and this place is great. Besides, I asked a favor of my uncle for this, and at least hear about the job itself and what you'll get paid. Yeah. No. Thanks, but no thanks. I've got my future to think of, and getting wrapped up in something like this is out of the question. That is exactly why I want you to get in on this, dude. You and I aren't on the same wavelength anymore, but we could be. Sorry, Ian, I can't. I should go.
No.
I respect your decision. A man your age being careful about his future is admirable. But come back any time if you change your mind. I don't think I will. I better leave now. I'm sorry to have wasted your time. You'll see him out, Killian? What do you think, Augie? Why did Charles send a boy like that to us? It's almost the most lucrative time of the year for our little game. Darius, a fucking idiot. Being down a man this close to the exhibition is unacceptable.
An exhibition, eh?
What I think is, the boy has potential. Chuck knows the boy rather well, and if he says he'll be a good fit, I trust his judgment. You have a few others vetted in case just... Excuse me. You have a few others vetted just in case he still refuses, I hope. Don't worry about that, Cat. He'll be back. A new character's been added to the profile menu.
Hello.
Well, damn. To take my mind off of trying to make sense of today, I decided to focus my concentration on something else that didn't make a lick of sense to me. My impending waves in oscillation final. Or at least I tried to. Ring ring! The face of my phone lit up, revealing to me that it was Dr. Chuck. What the hell do I even say to him? Hello? Grim, glad you picked up. I hope you don't mind the impromptu call. Ian told me you weren't sold on working for the Carnation Club. Is he fucking serious? Did he really think I would be? It's more like I can't even comprehend anything that happened today. For one, you made a fortune making space plane parts, didn't you? That I did, lad. This is more like a hobby, a side business to while away the days of my retirement. Is he hearing himself right now, running a brothel as a hobby? Well, whatever, that's not important. The simple fact is that I'm not interested. I have my future to consider, and that is that. Ah, you see, lad, your future is precisely why I thought you'd be a good fit for the job in the first place. But you got so spooked that August never had the chance to explain the finer details. I don't really need to hear them. I have the MCATs and the admission interviews next year. You see, that is one of the finer details I'd like to discuss with you. The Carnation Club isn't some den of iniquity. It's a fraternity. It doesn't matter what you call it. Don't be so sure. What does a fraternity usually offer besides camaraderie and a sense of brotherhood? Without giving me a chance to even parse if that was meant to be rhetorical, Dr. Chuck continued on with his spiel. Networking. Connections. Some of the most wealthy and influential of Moorhead Hills and the surrounding tri-state area are among the club's member base. If you're looking to get into your first school of choice, it could likely be secured thanks to the club's connections. Yeah, right. It's true, I promise. You know how the world works. It's about who you know. It's true. And with the club, you'll find yourself knowing a lot more people. Is he telling me that if I worked for that shady old man, I could snooze my way all the way up to a good fellowship? That's not to mention, on top of a pretty good working wage for every semester you work at the club, I will see to it that your tuition is taken care of.
Well, sign me up.
Let me get this straight. You're offering to pay my way through medical school? That's right. And what could I possibly do at the club that would make it worth all that money?
Cure herpes.
You'll be working under Kathleen during the summer exhibition, but year-round you'll mostly be a pair of extra hands. Running errands, moving things, that kind of work. Summer exhibition? That's right. I can explain the details more later, but the gist is you'll be looking out for the performers' well-being during the event. Boosting morale, making sure they're safe, and keeping them fighting fit. It's a pretty good gig, if I say so myself, lad. The value of that couldn't possibly justify paying my tuition. Weren't you listening when I said it's about who you know? Having someone with a bright future like yourself as a member will bring the club both tangible and intangible benefits in the long run. Plus, I like you, and we go way back. I made a private fortune during my time as an engineer. More than a man with my modest taste can possibly spend, so I jump at the chance to spread it around to those I consider worthwhile. Putting a lad like you through school, I'd say that's worthwhile. Listen, I'll admit that doesn't sound bad, but in fact, if what he's offering me is true, it's unbelievably amazing. I'd be a fucking idiot for turning it down. Yep. The leg up I'd have from not going into student debt would be tremendous. I'll tell you what. Come to the club tomorrow at 8 p.m. You'll meet a charming lady who I suspect you'll enjoy working alongside. If you go there and it doesn't change your mind, I understand. Okay, fine, but tell me one thing. What is it, lad? Why consider me for this in the first place? Honestly, it's my nephew. Having no children of my own, I have a soft spot for Ian, and he asked me to hire you. It's that simple. I'll go. You said 8 p.m., right? Glad to hear it. You won't regret it in the least. It all comes down to Ian, huh? After dragging him into all kinds of trouble when we were kids, it seems that we flipped our dynamic on its head. Hey, hon. I haven't heard from you all day. How did your interview go? It went okay or deflect?
It went okay.
I have the job if I want it, but I'm not sure if it's a good fit for me. That's okay. You should do what you feel most comfortable with. You should know I'm proud of you no matter what direction you decide to go in life.
Good. I'm going to be a pimp.
I couldn't ask for a better son. Thanks, Mom, but you're laying it on pretty thick.
Give me a thick fur coat and a hat for Christmas.
That's my job. Pimpin' ain't easy.
Because it's big over there.
Having a good night, sweetie. Remember they used to have the Wrestler, the Godfather that would come out? I don't even think we can do that anymore. No, not in the WWE now. Shit. They would not allow that.
Hello. Blah, 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 Blomsky.
I forgot all about that wrestler. I was like, damn, I missed that wrestler. The next night. I'm here or now what?
I'm here. It does it in a gay way. Oh, well, these women have nothing to worry about. That's how you trick them.
Excellent.
What you do is you take the pudding pop in your drink this quick.
Excellent. Head up to the bar. Honor whatever decision you come to.
Here, wear my sweater.
No less. Talk to you later. What the hell does that mean? Well, it's got juice.
Juice like a Spanish fly.
What the hell does that mean? With no Ian or Jacob to usher me in, the trek up to the bar was an eerily quiet one. Inside the bar waited two bodies. One, an intimidatingly large man, and the other, a woman sitting quietly on a sofa near the entrance. The man I recognized from yesterday's visit, though we were never introduced. The woman... was a beautiful new face. Hi, you kid. You ran out of here so fast yesterday, I didn't even get the chance to say hello. My name is Warren. I'm in charge of security around here. Return his greeting, or you're not shaking that man.
Yeah, crush your fucking hand.
Now, Grim, nice to meet you.
Masturbating hand.
Well, now that you've arrived, I can finally get the fuck out of here. Warren abruptly began to leave. You'll have the run of the place for the next couple of hours. The good alcohol is below the bar. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Ha 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 ha. Wait, what do you... As I turned to face the only other occupant in the bar, unable to make heads nor tails of what's going on, the woman timidly greeted me with a faint smile. She seemed nervous, not knowing if she should be the one to break the silence. After a few awkward seconds that made it feel like it spanned a lifetime, one of us finally yielded. You're Mr. Turner, right? I didn't expect you to be so young. Oh, I'm sorry if that came across as rude. She knows my name, it seems. I, on the other hand, haven't the faintest clue who she is. I'm sorry, but who are you? Oh, sorry. I'm Rosalind Carter, but everyone calls me Rose.
Rose. Couple.
Rosalind, I like that name. It's very pretty. Thank you. So, should we begin? Begin what? My interview. Do you want to talk first, or should I just undress?
Sure.
What? No! As my emphatic rejection to her, rejection to her offer, the color seemed to drain from her face and a sense of worry took its place.
Don't make her feel bad. Say yes, undress.
Damn it. This whole thing suddenly makes a lot of sense.
You're interviewing.
Did I do something wrong? I'm sorry if I... Not wrong. It's more like I wasn't expecting you to suddenly offer to take your clothes off. To be honest, I didn't know what to expect tonight or even who I was meeting. You weren't told to expect me? No, not exactly. How about we sit and have a friendly conversation, okay? All right. Let's start from the beginning. Why do you think you're here? To interview for the club. Specifically, I was told to meet a Mr. Turner, you, right, and have sex with you. And who told you to do that? It was some guy your age. His name was... Killian? Yeah, that's it. Miss Pullman, the lady at the Eden Woman's Fund, introduced me to him a month ago. I was afraid that he was stringing me along, that this whole deal was a trick, but then he sent me this address and told me to convince you of my qualifications. That you would decide if I was a good fit for this place. But you don't know anything about this? I suppose some transparency on my end is fair. Not a thing. I only just had an interview here yesterday myself, but I left with no intention of working here. So you don't work for Miss Pullman, then? No, I only recently met her myself through Killian. He's a... Good friend of mine. Anyway, this is just a hunch, but I think you're being used to give me a taste for this place in addition to your interview. A taste? But what about me? I really need this chance. I could tell by the plaintive tone of her voice that joining the club must be important to her. I recall Dr. Chuck saying he'd honor my decision tonight. At the time, that was indecipherable, but now it's clear what he meant. It's up to me if this woman can join the club or not. I have no reason to deny her, but just a quick glance over at the womanly curvature of Rosalind's body kindled a strong feeling of desire, but coupled with the ease of conquest presenting itself, spun that into a devious, actionable thought. She did come here expecting as much, so there's no harm in taking advantage of the situation and having a little fun, right?
Yeah. Take advantage.
Tell her she can...
No! You bastard.
I'm gonna save things.
You know why we play these games.
It's not every day a beautiful woman just falls into your lap. Why don't we get started on the interview? Rosalind tensed up in my hands, no doubt sensing the sudden change in my demeanor. Honestly, even part of me couldn't believe that I could slip into a pre... Let's not do that.
Wait,
I don't want to do...
You can go back.
I know, but I don't like that.
Come on now. Come on.
I have no reason to deny you. You're in if you want to be. I like consent more on these.
Dang
just
it.
Like that.
If she'd already consented. She was...
You don't want to have sex with me? No, I don't. I mean, not because you're unattractive or anything, but because... It's just, I don't want to take advantage of you.
She said, I'm what? A whore.
Sorry, that was just so earnest that I couldn't help but laugh. Still, I wouldn't have minded. You're pretty cute, you know. Why are you looking at me like that? What are you doing? I told you you don't have to. Shh, this isn't because of that. Rosalind gently pressed her lips to mine.
I think it was going
to
happen either way.
Yes. Whatever thoughts I had whirling around in my head up to that point were melted by her gentle embrace. We have plenty of rape games to play. This one doesn't have to be one of them. It's non-con. I'm not sure how much time had passed, but as soon as our lips parted and the comfortable warmness gave way to a delicate longing, I knew it had not nearly been long enough. What was that for? Oh, wow. For not being an asshole. Some time passed, and we moved on to talking about ourselves until the subject of what I was doing here came up. I see why you're conflicted. College isn't easy. To be honest, this whole thing feels unreal. I'd have to stroke her legs. Like, that's just something I'd have to take the other hand and at least rub the...
That's not given that option. I think...
But I would. To be honest, this whole thing feels unreal. Just a few days ago, I was worried about my finals and my crummy tutoring job, but now I'm looking at working at a sex club. With that kind of money, this would be a no-brainer for most people, but the prospect of living outside the lines is terrifying. I don't know what opened up the floodgates, but something about the woman above me just made me want to keep on blathering. It might be the giant titties in your face, or the smile, or the legs, or...
I'll give you the bomb coats. I didn't ask for any... it didn't fucking matter.
See, I used to be a shitty kid. I caused a lot of worry and headaches for my poor mother. The make-her-cry kind of worry. Rose's expression softened at the mention of my mom. Tell me more. Well, I eventually realized what a fuck-up I was and decided to live as best as I could so I would never trouble her again. You seem like a good son. I'll say, as I've recently learned, living outside the lines is sometimes unavoidable. I don't think working in a place like this will make you a bad person no more than I'm a bad person for being here. If you don't mind me asking, why are you here? I have a few options in my current predicament. Let's leave it at that. Well, sweetie, it's been very weird, but I gotta get home to my daughter. The night had been pleasant, a slice separate from the usual daily anxieties. I was sad to see it end. It was nice meeting you, Rosalind. Truth be told, in my heart, I decided to take the job the moment he offered to pay for my tuition. But it wouldn't be bad seeing more of Rose, too. I guess I should let Dr. Chuck know I accept his offer. I'm in, or this is for real?
I'm in.
I'll work at the club, so long as you're being honest about the tuition. I'm happy to hear that myself, but I can only imagine how ecstatic my nephew will be. You've made a wise choice regarding your future. I'll have Ian pass along the pertinent details. Good night, lad. I walked home and went to bed, all the while mulling over the day's events in my head. Only time will tell if this ends up being a smart decision. Wow. Yeah, that's a MILF.
Took the wrong
choice. We'll get to do it again. They will definitely let us do it again. The next day, I met up with Killian to grab a cup of coffee before we went to the club. A new character has been added to the profile menu. To my surprise, he wasn't alone. Hey, Doctor! Have you met Mina before? As I understood it, Mina was Ian's girlfriend, or at least as much of a girlfriend a man like my womanizing friend here can have. She has my deepest sympathies. You've spoken of her, but I haven't had the pleasure. Nice to meet you, Mina. Oh, Ian talks about me? There was a sarcastic, flippant edge to her words. It's just a hunch, but I suppose she must be none too happy with Ian today. It seems we have that in common. I feel like I practically know you already. On a dime, Mina shifted to a previously unseen bubbliness, one that can come across so genuine and authentic that it crossed all the way back into phony. He never misses a chance to talk my ear off with stories of the crazy stuff you guys used to get up to. It's so good to finally meet you. Mina proceeded to hurl herself at me with an unrestrained warmth, squeaking out pleasantries in a cloyingly mousy tone. I wouldn't describe myself as socially awkward, but Mina's unabashed exuberance was making me more than a little uncomfortable. At the same time, who can argue against the pleasant scent of her perfume and the soft warmness of her breast pressing firmly against my chest? Make a joke or hug her tighter.
Make a joke.
You're certainly a friendly one, aren't you? Don't let her fool you. She's a real ball buster. Chuh. You think I'm... Don't listen to him. Don't worry, I've known him almost my entire life, remember? I know just how full of shit he is. The three of us had a pleasant conversation over coffee. I learned Mina was an aspiring actress who met Killian during a modeling shoot where he was the photographer. Given how beautiful, well put together, and deliberate in her mannerisms she is, that made a whole lot of sense. Soon, Ian and I parted ways with her, him explaining to her that we had to go to the club for business. Does she know what kind of place the Carnation Club is? New character has been added to the profile menu. You don't know how through the fucking roof I was last night when Uncle Charles gave me the good news. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid ride again. Simon and Garfunkel. Bonnie and Clyde. They continue to list off a dozen or so famous duos until it grew increasingly nonsensical. Mr. Jones and me! I had to do that. Peanut butter and jelly. Okay, you can stop. I get it. You sure? I got maybe another six of them ready. Yeah, enough. It was nice seeing Killian in high spirits. I mean, he always has a cocky, surefire attitude plastered on his stupid face, but unfiltered joy, that was rare. I'm not entirely sold on the place yet, but you being there will help. Also, thank him earnestly or with a joke?
Thank him with a joke.
Thanks for pulling that stick out of my ass. Not having to worry about paying for college would be amazing. Hey, you've always had my back, right? Remember that time the Dylan twins were picking on me after school? It was about 10 years ago. They were two grades above us, easily a foot taller, yet you had no hesitation whatsoever. You picked up a rock and cracked the pushier one right in his fat head without even saying a word. That's the first time I learned just how much a head wound bleeds. That's not a story I'm proud of. Their mother got the school involved. You may not be, but I remember it. Despite how lame and shy I was, you always included me in things. Now it's my turn.
Let's go crack some hobos in the head with rocks. We're doing it. We're a team again.
We continued reminiscing about old times until we finally reached the increasingly familiar sight of that red brick tower. Hey, Jacob. I and Grim, good to see you. Head on in. It's tighter than usual. Dahlia, dear. That's because Kimber is out sick with the flu. Is she now? I should have Warren check up on her and see if she needs anything. That won't be necessary, I'll... Ian! Grim! That'll be all, dear. Scram!
Ian and Grim?
Maybe? Ian, Ian,
hey,
Ian.
Ion?
No, it's not Ion, it's Ian.
You know what goes good with ions? Particles.
I'm glad Chuck could find a way to ease your apprehensions and get you on board. We like to keep the business in the family, so to speak. It keeps things simple. Thank him or ask about the money.
Thank him.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Ah, that's quite the different tune from yesterday, eh? I can only imagine what that old pervert cooked up to change your mind. I suppose you're still in the dark about what you'll be doing here? Dr. Chuck's mentioned something about looking out for the well-being of the performers, but I don't know what that means. Oh, yes, that! You'll technically be working with Kathleen. Entertainment is her purview, but I'll do my best to answer any questions you might have. I'd like that. But first, let me pour you a drink. So Charles, he comes over to me and says my French is pretty rusty, but I think he's either about to buy you a drink or a glass you. Ha 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 ha. I never knew you and Uncle met while he was stationed in Stuttgart. That's right, the army is how your uncle paid for college.
Oh, Stuttgart.
It's amazing the two of you stayed in touch your whole lives. Stuttgart, Germany.
Yeah, I know.
It's more like he couldn't get rid of me. Ah! Anyway, let's move on to why you're here, Grim. Between Killian and his uncle, I'm not sure what you've been told, so I'll just ask. What would you like to know about the club? That's a pretty open-ended question, yeah, considering I really only just know this place is a brothel. So men come here for sex? What am I going to be doing here? What's my schedule going to be like? Or does
what am I going to be doing in here? You already know they're coming for sex.
So men really come here for sex? Are you okay, Grim? Did you forget the other day? Not that, I mean. Do people just walk in all and all wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, or... No, the Carnation Club is pretty exclusive. The people who know about it are few in number and very wealthy. No one just casually strolls in. One of our members finding the time to avail themselves of our service is a very big deal. I see. What exactly will I be doing here? I'll let Kathleen explain that in detail, but you'll basically be playing a customer-facing role in a special event that we hold every summer. Outside of the summer season, you'll do what Ian does. Help facilitate things around the club. Sometimes this means acting as a gopher. Other times making sure our members are having their needs met. Sometimes still, you'll just have to laugh at some unfunny bastard's joke. You may have to hold a dick or two. When you put it that way, it sounds like almost any other job. Nope, just a lot more fun.
I didn't see you hold a dick or two, huh?
Yeah, but... I mean, that's kind of weird. They're like, oh, you'll be helping our customers out. Hey, can you hold my dick real quick?
You know, at a gentleman's club, you got to think, what are other roles that happened at the Playboy Mansion? You have servers.
Well, you also have people that have to clean up the jizz.
I'm sorry.
What's my schedule going to be like? How often will you need me to come in? You're asking because of school? You won't have to worry. We'll have a very low demand on your time. While we provide some outside entertainment during the week, the actual club is only open on Saturdays and Sundays. Does Rosalind work here? So, that woman I met last night, did you end up hiring her? What woman? He means Rosalind. Ah, Rosie. Beautiful, but a bit of a bore in bed. You haven't met her yet, but she's a candidate for this summer's exhibition. She and Doc here had a productive rendezvous, and so here we are. So, that's what the gearhead did to convince you, eh? As to your question, don't worry, you'll do more than just see her again. You two will become quite close. That's all. That's it. If I think of anything else, I'll let you know. Good. Why don't I give you a tour of the building before taking you to see Kathleen? She'll explain your duties to you more intimately. So you've got to clean all the jizz. You've got to make sure you clean all the cum. We've proceeded through the building, August offhandedly pointing to rooms and facilities as we passed by them. The building itself was originally an office building. But like the bar, it seems like extensive work had been done to transform it for the club's purposes. The building has a few bathrooms, both small and large, modest and over the top. They have installed a sauna. Numerous bedrooms, some for more intimate, normal encounters. Others specifically tailored for specific purposes, like the big X there. It's not for X-Men. After passing by the kitchen and security room, we rode the elevator to the building's basement level, which has been converted into something resembling a conference hall. Wow. The whole room is decorated and furnished in an almost overpowering crimson.
Do I not amuse you?
This is a room we use for our exhibitions. Exhibitions? That's right. That's another thing I'll leave for Kat to explain to you. You're going to love them. They're the club's main selling point. Now, shall we head back up? Well, here we are. Before I go, take this.
What's this?
What's this for? To make yourself presentable. Buy yourself a suit. Your current attire won't cut it during business hours. And he's right.
Yep.
Killian, you're with me. I need your help lugging up a crate of drinks. Alright, I'll see you after you talk with the old lady, yeah? Yeah, see you soon. Knock, knock. Who is it? You gotta use...
Turner, ma'am.
It's Turner, ma'am. You asked to see me? Let yourself in. I was starting to think August was keeping you with one of his long-winded stories. Wow. He was giving the tour. How are you, Miss Pullman? I'm well. Thank you for asking. Well, now that you're here... Guess what? I'm your new boss. You'll be working underneath me, at least as far as the summer is concerned. So Mr. Burns told me. I'm glad you decided to join the club, but I'm going to be frank with you. Your friend Killian, the one who got you this job, is a moron. He was responsible for the person who held it before you. It turned out to be a catastrophic disappointment. I was going to ignore his dumbass completely when looking for a new replacement, but he got his uncle involved. In August, he always listens to Charles. So here we are. I'm telling you not to rake you over the coals about this, but to clear the air. If I don't come across as immediately amiable, good-humored, and courteous, it's because you haven't earned my respect for me to pretend I'm otherwise. She's right. Yikes.
What a reassure.
Or try and break the tension.
Reassure.
You won't have any issue with me, Miss Pullman. I may have been hesitant about this place, but that was before Dr. Chuck offered to pay for my tuition. I'm not going to screw that opportunity up. Trust me. Well, at least you can string together two coherent sentences, Ken Grimm. You have that on your predecessor, but it remains to be seen if you have the qualities needed for this type of work. What qualities are those?
Good.
Cold, with a mix of strong emotional intelligence to know where the line is when dealing with the performers. A good sense of showmanship will help, too. I don't think I fully understand my job description. Let's get to that, then. Come join me on the couch. Every summer we hold a special event called the Summer Exhibition. It's an event spanning multiple weeks, pitting three women against each other. What are they competing for? Usually each contestant has a unique difficulty, one that is usually fixed with a sudden influx of liquid cash. Sometimes it's something else, but the point is, essentially the women are competing to make their lives easier. Go on. Makes sense. Where do I fit in with all that? Your primary role is to make sure the women don't leave the event prematurely. I'm not saying you have to be a friend or an advocate to do this, but you've got to keep them chasing after the carrot. Basically, either keep their morale up by gaining their trust or by exploiting their desperation so they keep looking to that light at the end of the tunnel as their only way out. To this end, that means you'll need to prepare them for the exhibition and control the pace of it, but we can get into the details of that later. If they require that kind of management, what is it they'll be doing during these events exactly? Oh, all kinds of stuff. The kind of stuff you'd expect old rich bastards to get off to. Starless! Starless! To hear it put so plainly makes me skittish about this setup, but I've got to stay focused on why I'm here. I see. Don't worry, I'll ease you into things. I have something fun planned later this week that will give you a taste of what to expect. I'll be in touch. After wrapping up my talk with Kathleen, I found my way back to the bar. Okay, that's where we're going to wrap it up for now. Oh, man. So this is kind of getting interesting. I want to know... what
at the moment better than... what we've been playing.
The Fetish Locator. Oh, yeah. It's something getting interesting.
Different kind of...
Yeah. And our choices are starting to really matter because we have skills and stuff. Like, we have different qualities. So we can't... Remember, though, this game is still in progress. It's still in development. This is version 4.3. So we can play a few chapters of it, but we won't be able to finish it yet. Because it's still in development and probably won't be finished for a number of years.
Yeah.
But that's no different than being a dick in several other games we've been playing.
Yo.
So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord and DP. And we'll see you guys next time with more Pale Carnations.
Later.